A busy weekend of Modern Masters 2 drafts on this edition of Weekend Calendar. Hello there, Trevor, Weekend Calendar. Yeah, I know, it's Friday morning. It was a busy week. And, like, I did the events for next week, and it's, like, 22 events. So I, like, kind of had a brain fart as the... This week it still has a bazillion events. Like, we've got 99 events? 98 events, excuse me. So we're going to get into those. But first, let's hit the... Well, the big events. Well, there's no Grand Prix this weekend because everyone's holding their breath for Vegas and Utrecht and Chiba. The info for those are up on the show notes. The Open Series is in Worcester this weekend for Legacy, which means that the IQs are modern and standard. There's also a 5K Premier IQ at Hot Sauce Games. The next time there's an Open Series is June 5th through 7th, and that'll be the Invitational in Columbus at Origins Game Fair. So Friday to Sunday is the Invitational. Saturday to Sunday is a Modern Open, and Sunday contains Standard and Legacy IQs. I believe also the Invitational is Modern Standard and not Legacy Standard. There's a TCG Player 5K Diamond event in Detroit this weekend, and then the TCG Player Invitational is in Las Vegas June 5th through 7th. So, in the community, all this weekend is just Modern Masters 2 drafts at every shop. I'm pretty sure every shop that has a Wizards distribution system has a Modern Masters 2 packs for you to draft with this weekend. Of particular note is a Modern Masters 2 sealed at High Tide Games, and a Modern Masters 2 sealed GPT for London at Top Deck Games. There's also a 1K vintage event at sponsored by Black Magic Games up at Tails this weekend. There is a open trial at TD4W on Sunday. And I've got an event I'm judging at 6 Feet Under up in PA on Monday. We're doing a Memorial Day Modern Masters Super Draft, so we're going to get 64 people. And those 64 people are going to draft some Modern Masters. And each of the people who win their pod is going to go onto a new pod. And then that will be the finals. So it'll be sweet. Other stuff that's coming up, I've got the Francisco Toronto Benefit Tournament at Limited Edition Game Comics and Collectibles in Iowa. The Fat Pack Challenge Sealed Challenge at Top Deck Games. I've got a GPT for Charlotte at Atomic Empire. Those are all May 30th. On the 16th of June, so the weekend of Charlotte, I've got an Eternal Extravaganza Legacy Satellite event, which is a 1.5K at Tales of Adventure. First place will pay out a buy for Eternal Extravaganza, which is this fall, along with $400 store credit, so it's pretty big. The NYSE Open 3 is the end of June. That's a 15 proxy vintage tournament up here. Top Deck is sort of collaborating, running? I'm not sure. I just saw it on their site. Anyway, down to the IQs and the PPTQs. I've got a Modern IQ at Fantasy Hobbies in Shakopee, Minnesota today. So hopefully you hear about this before it's too late. On Saturday, I've got a Modern PPTQ at Ice Imports in East Windsor, Connecticut, a Standard PPTQ at Legends of Superheroes in Middlebury, Connecticut, a Modern PPTQ at Game Citadel in Bangor, Maine, a Standard PPTQ at Collectibles Unlimited in Concord, a Sealed PPTQ, which I could not find out whether it was one or the other. I don't even know if it's actually happening because it's not on their site, but it's at Fantasy Games in Mahwah, New Jersey. There's a Modern PPTQ at TWS Hobby Center in Riverhead, New York. A Modern PPTQ at the Kessel Run in Ottawa, Ontario. I've got a Standard IQ, which is also a PPTQ, at AU in Bluebell. I've got a Modern PPTQ at Free Game in Quebec City. I've got a Modern PPTQ at Tome 2 in Saint-Jean-Chevrillieu. That's also Quebec. I've got a standard PPTQ at Thanks for Playing in Frederick, Maryland. Okay, so we're down to the Mid-Atlantic now. I've got a standard IQ at Cape Fear Games in Wilmington, North Carolina. A standard PPTQ with IQ prizes at Get Some Game in Charlotte. A standard PPTQ at Gamers Paradise in Flat Rock. A standard PPTQ at Gaming Underground at High Point. Those are all North Carolina locations. In Tennessee, I've got three events, an IQ at Superpower Play, and that's standard format, a PPTQ at Beach Magic Games and More in Jasper, that's standard, and a modern PPTQ at the Next Level Games in Madison. Virginia has a couple events. I have a PPTQ with 1K Super IQ prizes at the SCG Game Center in Roanoke. That is cash only. There's a Legacy IQ at Curio Cavern in Springfield, Virginia. If you aren't already registered for that, you probably should, because I think there is a 51-player capacity for the event. There's a standard PPTQ at Kaboom in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Moving over to West Virginia, I've got a modern PPTQ at Four Horsemen Comics and Gaming in Morgantown. Down to the southeast, in Alabama, I have an event in Hoover at CJ Cards and Games. It's a standard PPTQ. In Florida, we got a bunch of events. In Tallahassee, at Gamescape, there's a modern IQ. In Cape Coral, at Cool Games and Comics, there's a standard PPTQ. Sarasota, home of the Dark Side, is a modern PPTQ. There are standard PPTQs at Dogs of War Gaming in Palm Bay, Rock Game Shop in Miami, and Gathering Place Games in Lakeland. I've got a standard IQ at Cardboard Castle Games in Augusta, Georgia, and a standard PPTQ at FCB Sports Cards and Games in Alpharetta. In Louisiana, so now in the southern region, I've got a standard PPTQ at Now Playing in Alexandria, and another at And Books 2 in Lafayette. I've got a Modern Masters 2 sealed event, PPTQ, at Six Killers Gaming House in Owosso, Oklahoma, and that'll be $75 to get in. I've got a standard PPTQ at Game HQ in Oklahoma City. Moving down to Texas, because we go up and, sorting states by alphabetical. I've got a Modern Masters 2 sealed IQ at Common Ground Games in Dallas, Texas, and that'll be $65 if you pre-register and $70 at the door. There's a standard PPTQ at The Hobby House in Kingsville. There's a standard PPTQ at Collected Keller in Fort Worth, and another of the same at Blockhouse Games and Comics in Mansfield. A standard PPTQ at Magelings in Columbia, Missouri. Another of the same at The Book Nook in West Plains. There is, again, the 5K Premier IQ at Hot Sauce in Villa Park, Illinois, and that's standard. There's a standard PPTQ at Dragstar Games Incorporated in Batava, and another of the same at Showdown Cards and Games in Perora. Chicagoland Games in Chicago. They're also the Dice Dojo? I think that's the other store name. They are a sealed PPTQ. I could not find out on their site whether it was Modern Masters 2 or not. There is a Modern Masters 2 sealed PPTQ at Silver Creek Game Shop in Sellersburg, Indiana. It has $70 for pre-registration. There is a standard PPTQ at BC Comics and Games in Fenton, another of the same at Comic Relief in Flint, Michigan, and another of the same at the Event Center in Lansing, Michigan. I don't know if I edited that name. It just says Event Center. I'm sure whoever lives in Lansing understands what I'm talking about. There is a mixed IQ at Frogtown Hobbies in Toledo. So this is a modern Swiss with a Modern Masters 2 top 8 draft. This is really interesting. Like, I'm gonna pause for a second here. We're gonna play Constructed Swiss and Limited top 8. That's cool. I wonder how it goes out. If anyone goes to this event in Toledo, let me know. Also in Canada, I've got a PPTQ at Top Games in Hamilton, Ontario. That's a modern PPTQ. And I've got a standard PPTQ at Johnny C. Cards in Schofield, Wisconsin. That finishes up the Great Lakes on Saturday. Moving over to the Midwest, we're still in Saturday. I've got a standard IQ at Black Gold in Littleton, a standard 1K Super IQ at Fantasy Hobbies in Shakopee, Minnesota. No, they're just doing all kinds of IQs. I've got a Modern Masters 2 sealed PPTQ at Dreamers Cards and Games in St. Louis Park, Minnesota, and another of the same at Sneak Attack Games in Waite Park, Minnesota. I didn't catch what the entry fee for these were going to be, but I would imagine at least somewhere on the north side of $60. I've got standard PPTQs at ZB Toys in Hollister, California, Palmer's in Santa Rosa, California, Magic and Monsters at Mission Viejo in California, Battlegrounds in Lancaster, California, and Phoenix Fire Games in Napa, Idaho. It's an M, not an N. Okay. I've got a Modern Masters 2 sealed PPTQ at Epic Puzzles and Games in West City, Utah, and that'll be $75 to get in. I've got a standard PPTQ at Tier 1 Cards and Games in Anchorage, Alaska. They pay out very well because they give a flight down to the RPTQ because it's Alaska. And I like their shop. I like what they do. I've got a Dragons Dragons Fate sealed PPTQ at Myth Games in Calgary, Alberta, and that has a 48-player cap. There's a standard PPTQ at Magic Stronghold Games in Vancouver, a standard PPTQ at GameStars in Langley, British Columbia, a modern PPTQ at Top Deck Hobbies in Lebanon, Oregon, a modern PPTQ at CCGHouse.com in Vancouver, Washington. Vancouver, Washington? Okay, but that wraps up Saturday, and so we'll move into Sunday right away. We've got a standard PPTQ at Weekend Anime in Westbrook, Maine, a modern PPTQ at Get There Games in Staten Island, a standard PPTQ at Dragon's Night Games in Buffalo, a standard IQ at The Portal Comics and Gaming in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, a modern IQ at 6 Feet Under Games in New Holland, Pennsylvania, a Modern Masters 2 sealed PPTQ at Carta Magica in Montreal, a modern PPTQ at Free Game, which is in the Promenades du Sud Mall. I guess one of those words means mall. I can't remember. But that's St. Roman, Quebec. There's a standard PPTQ at Beyond Comics in Gaithersburg, Maryland, a modern IQ at Comic Kung Fu in Winchester, Virginia. I don't think I've ever been there. Got a standard PPTQ at Gauntlet in Miami, Florida, a standard 2K Elite IQ at the Battlegrounds in Dalton, a standard IQ at More Fun Game Center in Denton, Texas, a standard PPTQ at Area 51 Games in Grapevine, Texas, a modern PPTQ at Collected Plano in, well, Plano, Texas. I've got standard PPTQs at Imagine Games Cards Entertainment in Sherwood, Arkansas, and another the same at Gators Video in Leavenworth, Kansas. A sealed PPTQ at Galaxy Games in St. Joseph, Missouri. Standard PPTQs at Underground Gaming in La Vista, Nebraska. Cataclysm Games and Collectibles in Roscoe, Illinois. Realms of Gaming in Troy, Illinois. We've got a sealed PPTQ at The Tenth Planet in Schroerville, Indiana. And a standard PPTQ at Comic Quest in Evansville, Indiana. Got a modern IQ at Black Gold in Littleton, Colorado, a sealed PPTQ at World of Games in Lakeville, Minnesota, a modern PPTQ at Outpost 2000 and Beyond in Forest Lake, a standard PPTQ at Game Grid in Layton, Utah, and finally a standard PPTQ at Epic Puzzles and Games in Leahy, Utah. And that wraps up this week. I don't know what I'm doing this week. We were going to go to the PPTQ up at Bluebell, but I don't know if we just want to take the weekend off. I'm definitely judging at 6 Feet Under on Monday for the Super Draft, but that's all I'm aware of that I'm doing this weekend. I actually kind of want to take a weekend off, especially in light of all of the things that are going to start going on. This summer is going to be busy because we've got, Grand Prix Charlotte, which is 2 weeks from now, and then, Gen Con is sometime in that. But I'm not going to Gen Con, but it'll be still exciting. There's Eternal Weekend. That's in August. Yeah, I'm going to do a calendar for the summer next weekend, since there's not really all that many small events, so I'm going to kind of just go over everything that's going on this summer, and, you know, just kind of help you plan out what you're doing. Anyway, I'm going to get going. Until next time, may you draw a good 7.